Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
The economic fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic has led to many businesses retrenching workers or ceasing hiring altogether. At the same time, businesses are also experiencing the full force of VUCA, a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous nature of the world. To be able to survive and thrive in this environment, you need to be more careful about who you let go and who you keep. Therefore, human resources managers need to avoid making some common mistakes. For example, many companies primarily retrench based on an individual's salary and job function. However, as experts have pointed out over the years, you should focus instead on identifying and keeping individuals with the right traits, regardless of their current job roles. Those who've shown themselves to be comfortable with change and have the ability to learn new skills should be kept to help you to recovery and beyond. The same applies to hiring during a crisis. Strategic hiring of individuals with the capabilities to help your business through the crisis and into recovery and future growth could be beneficial. But you have to be clear about your human resources objectives. According to Jamie Lim, group business leader at executive search firm People Search Singapore, many hiring managers are not and tend to focus on keeping or bringing people who are too similar to the existing team in terms of traits and cultural fit.
Employers sometimes tend to hire people that they're comfortable with, and that's the cultural traits, people that I can talk to, people that can gel within a team. But we also need to ensure that we're not just hiring for now, but we're also hiring for future, and we're also hiring for the things that we may not have existingly in the team, which is a gap. And we need to be very brave about it to then say, perhaps we need to import such a talent and therefore hire someone that can complement us and make it a high-performance team.
Even amid the current crisis, some companies, for example, in healthcare, medical technology and e-commerce, are hiring as the world's needs evolve. Others are discovering skills gaps as they aim to digitalize further to cater to different demands within their sectors. However, while you look to plug skills gaps, make sure you're also testing the professionals you choose to keep or hire for the right traits. After all, skills can become obsolete much more quickly these days. Instead, find out if they're curious and excited about learning new skills as business needs evolve, and if they're comfortable with ambiguity, thus willing to experiment. Look more closely into their work history for signs of resilience. Design your interview questions carefully in order to get quality information about the individual.
The quality of questions is important, and we should keep a balance of focusing on skills, on their competencies, on the achievements and contributions. It should also give them some case scenario to illustrate what was the context of what they say before employers jump into a conclusion to say whether it's good or it's bad. It's always good to listen to the context and the circumstances that these employers were from. Also, to have some good questions to assess their personality trait and drawing that evidences to support that. I think that's important to keep that balance between the hardcore skills and the soft skills.
Jamie Lim, Group Business Leader of Executive Search firm People Search Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.